Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. And good morning, everyone. And welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral, especially those who are visiting us from our town. We welcome especially those who are following us over television, the radio, or internet. We gather on this morning along with our nations to celebrate this Independence Weekend, when we celebrate our 240th anniversary. Although it seems like a long time, 240 years, but comparing to other nations, we are in our infancy when compared to other nations who are 3,000 or 5,000 years old. But we are most blessed of all nations, so we gather here to give thanks to God. We ask the Lord also to help us as we declare independence from foreign forces, but we declare our dependence on God and Him alone, who is the source of all blessings. To prepare ourselves to celebrate this Eucharist, let us call to mind our sins and ask the Lord for forgiveness. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. King. take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Have mercy on us, for you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High. Jesus Christ with the Holy Spirit in the glory of God.
Let us pray. O God, who in the abasement of your Son have raised up a fallen world, fill your faithful with holy joy. For on those you have rescued from slavery to sin, you bestow eternal gladness. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad because of her. All of you who love her, exult, exult her. All of you who were mourning over her. Oh, that you may suck fully of the milk of her comfort, that you may nurse with delight at her abundant breasts. For thus says the Lord, lo, I will spread prosperity over Jerusalem like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing torrent. As nurslings, you shall be carried in her arms and fondled in her lap, as a mother comforts her child. So I will comfort you. In Jerusalem, you shall find your comfort. When you see this, your heart shall rejoice, and your bodies flourish like the grass. The Lord's power shall be known to his servants. The word of the Lord.
Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Cry out with joy to God, all the earth. Oh, sing to the glory of his name. Oh, render him glorious praise. Say to God how awesome your deeds. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Before you shall bow down, shall sing to you, sing to your name. Come and see the works of God, awesome his deeds among the children of men. Let all the
He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the river on foot. Let our joy then be in Him. He rules forever by His might. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Come and hear, all who fear God. I will tell you what He did for my soul. Blessed be God, who did not reject my prayer, nor withhold from me His merciful love. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians. Brothers and sisters, may I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. For neither does circumcision mean anything, nor does uncircumcision, but only a new creation. Peace and mercy be to all who follow this rule and to the Israel of God. From now on, let no one make troubles for me, for I bear the marks of Jesus on my body. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers and sisters. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Control your hearts. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, the Lord appointed 72 others whom He sent ahead of Him in pairs to every town and place He intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say, peace to this household. If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick in it and say to them, the kingdom of God is at hand for you. The Gospel of the Lord.
On this July 4th weekend, where we celebrate our 240th anniversary, I'd like to wish all of you a happy Independence Day. As we continue to declare independence against all foreign oppressions and hope to enjoy life, liberty, and justice and happiness, may we also not declare independence from God, because He is indeed of all blessings of life and happiness for us as well. Perhaps on this day we should add one more blessings to the list of the happiness, and that is peace. Where Jesus in today's gospel, that's the kind of peace that Jesus wants to give to us. Where Jesus appointed 72 and He sent them out two by two to go ahead of them to prepare His ways, to preach the gospel, and He reminded them that into whatever house you enter, and if there's a peaceful person who lives in it, wish it peace. But if there's not, your peace will return to you. I've always kind of intrigued by that we can take peace away from people, that you can withdraw the peaceful blessings. In the year around 1980, the National Magazine ran an article that's quite interesting. It painted pictures of a big mall, and then there's a vast parking lot with all the cars. And as a man walked out to his cars, he found his car was wide open, but nothing was missing, except there was a note on the dashboard. And the note reads something like this. It says, I had every intention to steal your car, being it was unlocked. But then I noticed the sign on your dashboard when it say, peace be to you. It got me to think that if I steal your car, then you would not be at peace. And I would not be at peace either, being this is my first job. And so, peace be to you and to me. Drive carefully. And next time, lock your car. Today, Jesus talked about peace, giving it to His disciples that way they can give to others. And we talk about peace a great deal, especially in our modern day today, where there's so much turbulence. But what is really peace? If you happen to look up Webster Dictionary, it will say something like this. It's an absence of war or an agreement to end the war. But in the Bible, when it talks about peace, it talks about peace in various ways. In the first means, peace, when you talk about military sense, where nations are at peace with each other. And when we think about it, even up to this date, we don't have that in our world. We have nations constantly fighting with each other in the Middle East, in Southeast Asia, in Africa, even in South America. Nations are not at peace with each other. Even peaceful nations like we are, we still have to defend ourselves. We have missiles, or at least the turrets of missile, where we aim at each other, at each other's country. And in the United States, in order to maintain that relatively fragile peace, we spent billions of dollars just to maintain that. In a second sense, the Bible uses it in a sense of a personal peace, where we said that we are at peace with ourselves and with each other. And even then, we don't have that. We have threats, from terrorist threats from Bangladesh to Istanbul to Florida to California, all over, and we don't know where it's going to be next. Even in our own peaceful Corpus Christi, very small as a city, and yet every morning when we wake up and turn on the news, we'll see there stabbing and shooting and killing and fighting every day. And so even then, something is very simple. I'm at peace with myself and each other, and we still don't have that. And then the Bible used the peace in another sense, is what we call in a religious sense, where we can say that I am at peace with God. And that where it's kind of difficult. We live in a country where we are free, where we declare independence. And sometimes we enter into declaring independence from God as well. God gave us His commandments. God gave us all these rules to live by, that way we might truly attain that peace. But we, because we like ourselves more sometimes than God, so we defy those things. We don't keep the Sabbath. We don't keep the commandments of not killing each other, immoralities, cheating, stealing. And so even that we don't have. And then in the last sense, where Jesus today told His disciples to go forth and to preach the good news and to give that peace to each other. And this is a sense of peace where it envelops all the other peace. Peace with each other, peace with God, peace with other nations. And that's precisely the peace we have here at all the masses, where we have the peace right before communion, where we are asked to receive that peace from God and then to extend it to one another. As we receive that peace from God, may we also share that with each other, not only in this church, but also outside of this church, where we might be the instruments of God's peace. As we go forth today, tomorrow, when we celebrate Independence Day, may we take some time to maybe Google it on your smartphone or your laptop or whatever you have, the prayer of St. Francis, the prayer of peace, where St. Francis asked God to help him to be the instruments of God's peace. Imagine if all Catholics able to live that prayers, and starting with each of us. There are over 1 billion Catholics, and there are only 7 billion people in the world. We would have already 1/7 way there of having peace in our world. We ask the Lord during this time where we thank Him for His numerous blessings. We also ask the Lord to give us that peace. We might become the instruments of His peace in the world. Let us now stand and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through Him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. As disciples of Jesus, our names are written in heaven. Confident of God's help, let us offer our prayers for the world around us.
Spread the good news of God's saving love throughout all the world. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the victims and families of the terrorist attack at Istanbul Ataturk Airport, that God may comfort those in distress and come quickly to their aid so that they may know peace and joy again. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, let us pray to the Lord. For peace and tranquility in our nation at home and abroad as we mark our 240th year of independence tomorrow, let us pray to the Lord. For the safety of all our missionaries throughout the world as they continue to spread the good news of God's mercy during the Jubilee Year of Mercy, we pray to the Lord. We pray that the Lord may help families with men and women in the armed forces to cope with daily challenges in the absence of their loved ones. Let us pray to the Lord. And for the attentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Joseph H. Miller, Frank Garza Jr., Robert E. and Hannah G. Hagelin, and Robert E. Hagelin Jr., we pray to the Lord. Now, my dear friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers. O good and gracious God, you gave your only Son to save us from our sins. May we never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. This we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen. pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church. May this oblation dedicated to your name purify us, O Lord, and day by day bring our conduct closer to the life of heaven through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you and with your spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you lay the foundations of the world and have arranged the changing of times and seasons. You form man in your own image and set humanity over the whole world in all its wonder. To ruin your name over all you who have made, and forever praise you in your mighty works through Christ our Lord. And so with all the angels we praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy, and you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to a second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servants Francis our Pope and Michael our Bishop, the order bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you, at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom, that we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be.
Ancestors ate manna in the desert, but this is the bread come down from heaven. Eat this bread, drink this cup, come to me and never be hungry. Eat this bread. Come to me and never.
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, O Lord, that having been replenished by such grace gifts, we may gain the prize of salvation and never cease to praise you, through Christ our Lord. Amen. We still have 8 minutes before the hour is over, so we don't want to have dead air time. So I'm going to make up some announcements. First is that next Saturday we'll be feeding the homeless, and it will be sponsored by the St. Anne Altar Rosary Society. If you'd like to join us, meet us downstairs 6:30 in the morning, and then we'll make the taquitos together. Then we go to Mother Teresa's shelter to feed those who are less fortunate. I'd like to thank you ahead of time for helping us out. Also, secondly, being Independence Day weekend, the office will be closed on Monday, and on behalf of Bishop Mulvey, all the parish priests and deacons and staff, we'd like to wish all of you a happy and safe Independence Day. Remember, safe is emphasized. In our country, it is reported that we will spend $800 million on fireworks. make sure that we don't hurt ourselves in doing that, but celebrate it, but be safe. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks be to God. Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral, on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.